B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Landis Block, your one stop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at landisbc.com. All right, we missed him last week, but he's back with us this Friday. He, of course, is the great number 36, Brian Westbrook. Brought to us by Landis Block. Get your jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Now, here's the deal. Yesterday, we had the Mike Miss open, and we did the auction where you put the tickets in the bag. You had a chance to buy sheets of tickets, and then you put them in each bag, right? And we had all kinds of sports memorabilia. And guess what bag had the most tickets? The Brian Westbrook autographed football. That's welcome him in. What's up? So your football was there, but you weren't.
You know what? I was not there. I'll tell you this, Mike, and I've been going through this weird experience all week long. My wife has been out of town all week long. So I've been here with the kids all week, just being a single dad, and it's been...
Oh, my God, daddy daycare. I can see this scene.
It's been a rough week. I'll tell you what, I have even more respect. Of course, I respect my wife and everything that she does. I have even more respect for her now than I did at the beginning of the week, because it's been a rough week. I'm so glad for her to be home today.
All right, well, that's good. But your football is a big hit. And the guy who got it was ecstatic. So awesome. All right, so let's start.
Yesterday, how did you hit him?
I didn't hit him well at all. I get this big tournament that's tomorrow, starts tomorrow on Sunday. I am in no way prepared for it. I got to have some miracle. I'm thinking of going to some a witch doctor or something to put a spell on me so I can play, because I'm desperate.
You both are struggling.
But by the end of the day, I hit some good shots. But all day, I was scuffling to find it. So I'm hoping I wake up tomorrow and some miracle thing happens to me. But I'm not counting on it. You know what it is? And I'm playing with a partner, right? And so you hate to be like, you're going to ruin the partner's outing, because he's a solid player. And if you're screwing up, you feel terrible.
I've played golf like that. We weren't playing in a tournament, but I went with this big, financial guy, and then me and Byron Leftwich were playing together. And I'm not very good now. I was even worse at that point. And I was just slowing them down the entire time. And at one point, they just started talking. I went there to talk business, but because I played so bad, I got kicked out of the business conversations. Mm-hmm. On the golf course, which kind of sucks. So, yeah. I know the
feeling. Well, here's my routine for tomorrow. My tee off time is 11 o'clock, right? Wake up, hot tub, inversion table, Percocet.
Percocet?
Golf range.
You starting early. Goodness gracious.
No. I got to get to the range and work something out. All right, listen. The city's freaked out, Brian. And they're freaked out because of an Instagram post by one Jimmy Butler, where he posts a picture of himself, and he's on the floor, he's got his hands above his head, and it says, Jimmy Butler to Philly and my teammates, thank you. To Philly and my teammates, thank you, with two hearts. People are reading into it like he's saying goodbye. What's your spin?
Mike, I have to tell you, I'm up here in Brooklyn. I've been hearing all week, and I went out yesterday just being around with the kids and things like that. People that are talking about the Brooklyn Nets are telling me that Jimmy Butler is coming to Brooklyn next year. I couldn't believe it. They said that Jimmy Butler is coming to Brooklyn next year. After reading that post, I think there's a lot of different ways you can go. And of course, Jimmy is an interesting guy. He's a guy that, I think he's forceful. At times he kind of says things, doesn't really mean it. So it's hard to understand where he's at with that. I think for Jimmy, obviously, Philly is probably the best place for him. They certainly need him. I think there is a defined role for him here. But I also, when I think about Jimmy as a person, and I don't know him very well, I don't know him at all, but when I think about what I've heard about him, that he could very easily go to another team and just go to the highest bidder, meaning not the Sixers wouldn't be the highest bidder, but just go to another team to be the man. He's not going to be the man on the Sixers next year. But if he comes to Brooklyn, for instance, he will be the man here in Brooklyn. And so it's a little bit different. And so that's something that I think, getting inside some of these players' heads is difficult.
It really is. Let's talk about it. I heard Nets, too. We talked about the Nets earlier today, and also the Knicks. He wants to play with Kyrie, who's being ticketed to go to the Knicks, but also is KD, and they can't afford three of them. So I don't know whether it would be Butler and Kyrie, and whether he's going to lose there, and he's going to lose in Brooklyn. He might be the man, but is he interested in winning or the man?
I don't know. I would think that every player would be interested in being a winner. right? Winning games, winning championships. But then I go back to Kyrie's decision to leave Cleveland. That had nothing to do with championships.
He wanted to be a man. But he went to a team that was pretty stacked.
Yeah, he went to a team that is much worse with him being there than it was.
Well, it turned out that way. But when he went there, there was all kinds of promise for the Celtics as a championship team. Jimmy Butler's not going to Brooklyn thinking there's a championship team there.
I don't think so. I mean, there's no way. And so that kind of makes you question why he would do that. And maybe maybe it's a lifestyle decision. Maybe he just likes the Brooklyn attitude, the Brooklyn way. Who knows? But until he comes out and says it, how are we supposed to know? We're guessing.
But here's the thing about Philly that I've been trying to make the point. Like, we react before we need to react. Like, here's what Jimmy Butler. He likes to mess with people. Yeah. Does a little hijinks. So maybe this is just like a little tweak. He's having a little fun messing with people. And we take it to heart like, oh my God, the sky's falling. And why can't we just look at it like, maybe he's just messing with people?
Well, because we take our sports seriously. We want to know right now. And if don't play with us. We don't like that game.
But that's a form of insecurity.
Well, there is a part of Jimmy that's saying he wants to see some Philadelphia love too. And he wants to see the Philadelphia fans panic just a bit, just to show so that they can express to him how much they want him back.
I swear to God, these egos. It's unbelievable what they need.
It's weird how it goes, brother. It's a funny thing.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this question. Where do you rank the factors where you go as a free agent? Because I've got the three main factors ranked. And I'll see if you have the same factors.
Okay.
Where you go as a free agent? Now, I'm not going to tell you what mine are. I just want to hear what yours are.
Okay. I think for most players, and I think Jimmy is in a different space. He'll be 30 this year, right? So I think for Jimmy, it should be, and I'm saying should because I'm not saying that this is the way he thinks, it should be about winning, right? Because he's going to get paid no matter what. He's going to get a four-year with $140 million deal if he goes anywhere other than the Sixers.
Yes.
So he's going to get paid no matter where he goes. So finding a place that he can go and get paid and win is probably the most important thing. It should be at his age, right?
All right, so it's money first.
No.
Or it's winning first.
Winning first. Money, he's going to get paid no matter what. He's going to get paid nowhere matter where he goes.
Right.
Obviously, the Sixers have the ability to pay him the most. So it's winning. Should be winning first.
See, I got it reversed. Because you can't tell me that a professional athlete can sneer at 5 years, $188 million, and instead accept 4 years, $140 million. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I go money first, winning second, city third.
Well, if his money's first, then the only place that he can get the most money is Philly.
Exactly.
So it's a no-brainer.
And it's the clearest place where he can win.
Well, then the Instagram post would say, "See you soon, Philly." That's what it would say. But if there's other
wants to keep the drama rolling.
Well, unless money isn't his motivating factor. Maybe he has a bunch of money already. He feels good that he's going to get $140 no matter what. So maybe winning. And to me, winning, the best place to win is in Philly for him as well. So, I mean, none of those factors point to Brooklyn or any other place.
Well, that's what I mean. So, like, the Brooklyn Knicks thing, the winning is taken out of the equation. You've got that as number one.
Well, I'll say this. If the Knicks can get you Kyrie and or KD, now, that winning may be...
Does Kyrie and Jimmy Butler win the East?
No. It does not.
Okay. And how long will it take for the Knicks to win the East? First of all, Kyrie's looks like a team wrecker at this point, right? So, like, I don't know what he would be looking at. He plays with Kyrie. Big whoop. What else? All right? You got New York City, but you're kind of a country dude, right? Like, does New York City matter to you?
Well, I don't think so, but players love playing in the Garden. Players want to play in the Garden for whatever reason. The Garden has some mystique these players that I have not seen in the last 30 years. I'm not sure what they're saying. But, yeah, I mean, so let me rank it. So, for me, it would be winning. Then it would be
money.
And then it would be city.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I've got money, win, city. Because, he can say whatever he wants about, well, 4 year, 5 year. $188 million is different than $140 million. And why, like, you have only this time to maximize how much money you're going to make in the rest of your life. I'd like to make 188 more, and I'd like to make 140.
Well, can I add to this equation? And this would be number four. Could it, the style of play, the people that he's playing with, because he got out of Minnesota because he didn't like the guys around
him. You're right, and that brings in the coach. So in the NBA, I've put out a blank statement that the coach really isn't a factor. And to prove that, I go to Golden State with KD going there. I go to Miami when they paired up. They weren't going there for Eric Spoelstra. So, you know, the coach.
What about the Spurs? I mean,
well, who goes there as a free agent?
The coach is a little bit of a factor. I mean, they're talking about the stability of the organization, not just who goes there and goes where, but the stability of the organization. The coach has a lot to do with that.
All right. So, you're saying that one of the factors, Jimmy Butler, he might not exactly like having to play second fiddle to the Ben-Joel dynamic.
Well, I think that an older player probably would have a problem with the coach bending to the demands and the desires of younger guys that are not coming through all the time as one would expect them to do. I think an older player probably would have a problem with that.
All right, see, I'm trying to get people here to change their thought process. Like, we have a tendency to, like, be so insecure that, like, in his head, he might be, I feel like messing with somebody today. You feel that way.
Yeah.
I've seen you mess with people. Like, my ex-teammates, little hijinks, right? Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe he's just messing with people. Like, let me get him stirred up in Philly.
I can believe that. I can easily believe that. Absolutely. With Jimmy's mindset and attitude, I can believe that. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. He's a little impish.
You know, he just, listen, you want a little love? Because Ben is getting the love. Joel's getting the love. He wants the love, too.
Okay.
I can understand
that. So he's putting that out as like an SOS for love.
Yeah, give me a little love. Show me a little love. Show me a little respect. And then I'll see you guys back there in October, whatever they start working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So they're going to have to pay him a bunch of money. Now, I think there's a bigger question here is now after they pay him, does the mindset, does the attitude change? Mm-hmm. That's the bigger question. I mean, because this year, to me, and all signs that I've heard, all things that I've heard from people, he's been on his best behavior because he doesn't want to be this, you know, guy
right.
that, you know, is a coach and team ruiner.
Yes. What do your instincts tell you? Do the Sixers keep this whole core together or not?
No.
They
don't.
I don't
think they do. No.
And Butler is the guy you think will go?
I think Butler goes. And I think that creates a big problem.
All right. Well, then, see, now you're forcing my producer, Andrew, is already worried enough. Yeah. And now he's going to lose his weekend over this.
I would be concerned. I mean, that's a big concern. But you know what that means to me, though? I'll tell you what this means. Let's say Jimmy does go. That means that Ben has to, I mean, and this is a no-brainer, Ben has to take his game to the next level. I mean, but also, when you bring in guys like Jimmy, maybe there's a part of Ben, not to say that he doesn't develop because Jimmy's there, but maybe there's a part of Ben that's held back because of Jimmy's presence. Maybe there's a part of that. And maybe with him out of the way, Ben becomes more the person that we all want him to be. There's a part of me that believes that.
My problem is if Jimmy out of the way, they're not going to win anything.
Well, that's a big concern,
yeah.
Too.
All right. So let me talk to you about the aftermath of this whole thing. First of all, I didn't get your reaction to the shot that slayed the 76ers and how they went out in that series into Game 7. And then there was all the aftermath, the exit interviews, and then Brett Brown coming back officially. So what are your reaction to that?
Heartbroken like everyone else in Philadelphia by the shot. I mean, I wish that we had the ability to, you know, get the ball out of his hand, which everybody wants. But, you know, good players are going to get to their spot. It was a great shot by Kawhi. I mean, you can't do anything.
Miracle shot. Really?
It was a great shot. I've had mixed feelings about Brett Brown coming back. And here's why. I think that in the NBA, especially with Joel Embiid, and I compare it to myself, right? I dealt with knee injuries throughout my career, right? And Joel has dealt with all types of injuries, back, knee, ankle, foot, whatever, throughout his entire career. I think his window is very, very small. And when we keep pushing off, well, you know, Ben will be better next year, and Joel will be in better shape next year, and maybe we get Jimmy back, and maybe when we keep pushing that off, and then you say, well, maybe the coach will have a better control of the team, and they'll respect him better and respond differently to him next year. To me, it makes me wonder, are we pushing off our expectations too far and that window closes even more? And at that point, is Joel even healthy enough to give us the most dominant big man in the game anymore? That's a big question, man. I don't have the answer. I just know that from my experience, I had tendonitis. I had all different types of things with my knee. It got worse year after year after year. And I don't want to wish that on anyone. And I just want to make sure that our coaching search and what our expectations are in the years to come matches up. And if Brett can't get the best out of these guys in the next 2 or 3 years, then I think we made a big problem. We made a big mistake with bringing him back. Now, here's the other side to that. If you get rid of your coach, you have to have someone to be able to replace him, someone that can gather and gain the respect of the guys around you. And I don't know that guy was out there for the taking. Now, some have said Mike Davis out there in Golden State. Some have said other players, I mean other coaches. But you have to replace him with someone. Who is that guy that you're going to replace him with? That's the big question there, if you're going to get rid of him.
Okay. Now, but here's the logical part of this. And I wanted to see how you feel about this, because I looked at this logically. I think the owner was waiting to see what would happen in this series. I don't think he had his mind made up until Kawhi made that shot. And then he said, I can't possibly fire a guy now that it went down to a miracle shot to win game 7 when we were that close to going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you think that was the because really, if you fire a guy after a game like that, what are you saying?
Well, I think you're saying that our expectations was to end up the Eastern Conference.
And so you're ignoring the fact that it was a razor thin margin and they didn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think if you fired him, you would be ignoring that. You would also be coming to the conclusion that maybe this guy isn't the guy that can get us over the hump. Maybe this guy isn't the same guy that can get our best players to play the best when we need them. Maybe he's not the motivator that I think we need at this time. That's what you would be saying. Obviously, they said none of those things. And I think there's something to be said about continuity and bringing the same coach back and expecting the similar things from those players and having the same voice make those points. I think there's something to be said about that. The best teams in the NBA, they have consistency in their front office and in their coaching staff. And so I think there's a thought there as well when you talk about from the ownership's mindset and viewpoint.
I'm going to ask you what you would have done.
Personally,
you saw the game 7, boom. Yeah. Your personal decision on the coach would have been what?
If there was a coach that I loved, right, and that could garner and gain respect from these players, I would have replaced Brett Brown.
Okay.
That's what I would have
done. All right. Well, there's always a guy out there if you do the right research.
If there was a guy out there that I researched and thought of and I thought that he can get the job done, I would have replaced him. And the only reason I say that is because I think that our window is just so small. It really is. And who knows what happens if Kyrie and KD go to the Knicks and they find a way to get another player. Who knows what happens?
I think that they would have done it if they lost in 5. 6 would have been iffy. Once they got to game 7, I believe the owner felt his hands were tied and had to bring him back. Let's get to some calls in here. Dale in Southwest Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dale.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Dale?
Mike, I'm 62 years old. April 8 was my birthday. I've been watching basketball for a long time. Now, Mike, you've been around long just as I have. You know very well there's no way in the world that a player is going to take 20 regular season games off for the kind of horrifying playoff experience that Joel Embiid showed us.
I didn't really understand what your point was there.
Before the playoffs, Joel Embiid did not play 20 regular season games.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
All right, he's supposed to get himself ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then in the playoffs, then he has a knee problem.
Well, no. He was out of those games because a lot of it was because that he was injured. And he was 6. And a lot of it was that they tried to preserve him. But what's wrong with trying to preserve a guy?
No, after that experience, I'm professing a blockbuster trade. You want to laugh at this one, but this is for real. While he's torn Asia to get himself together, trade him to the New Orleans Pelicans for Anthony Davis. You, Anthony Davis, you got yourself a real baller, somebody that could play alongside Jimmy Butler and the rest of the gang, and not take 20 games off from being ill.
Well, see, the thing is, they're all going to take days off now. Yeah, I mean, this load management thing is here to stay. But your point about Embiid for, see, New Orleans is in a spot where he's not going to want to play for him. So you're saying they would take Embiid and they would ship you Anthony Davis?
That's what I would do.
All right, Brian?
I think Anthony Davis is a heck of a player. I mean, I really, really do. And I think because of his health, and he, I don't know how many injury concerns he's had. I think when you compare the two, it's hard to ship away your best player, your most dominant player. It's just hard to do that.
Yeah, but you're telling me that you think that Embiid just has a small box life left as far as NBA goes.
Yeah, I think so. I'm talking in my mind, just based on my injury past.
Yeah,
and I've done a lot.
So then, why wouldn't you trade it for Anthony Davis?
Then there you have it. I think Joel has 4 or 5 years. I think just based on injury. I mean, he's a big man. He's so big,
yeah.
Especially if he doesn't take care of his body. Now, if he changes his eating habit, he comes back totally different, then we're talking extended career. But I'm talking about right now, our window, and actually that kind of lines up with the progression of Ben Simmons, too. So, I mean, you know, you got two guys right here that you're trying to build around, Ben and Joel, and they're very, very young. I had to take a big step back this week because my expectation, I was so devastated by the loss last week that I had to take a big step back and say, you know what, these guys are still very young. My expectation is win every single year, no matter how old your players are. But as a sports fan, as a Philadelphia fan, period, I had to take a step back and say, you know what, maybe I'm going a little bit too hard, too soon on some of these young guys.
Possible.
Well, look at who's in the finals. Look at who's in the conference.
Nah,
finals.
I got
These
it.
These are older players.
I got it.
What you got going on over there, man? You sound like you're busy.
No, I got papers here. I got to wait for my next. That I'm pondering your thought.
Okay.
Because I'm trying. I don't want to give them the excuse. The youth excuse.
Well, I want to ask you the same question.
Yes.
Embiid for Joel. Joel Embiid for Anthony Davis right now. Swap. Even swap.
I need time to think about that.
I'll say this. I'll tell you this.
It's Anthony very Davis, enticing.
Anthony Davis is a beast. And he also gives you the option of being able to be outside a little bit. And Joel gives you that same option, too. So, I mean,
yeah.
He is, you know, 28 and 10 every night. Same thing as Joel. So, I mean,
it's an interesting concept, and you have to factor in the injury situation, which you brought up, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Maybe I would pull the trigger on that.
Think about that.
I'm going to think about it during the weekend.
Yeah.
My golf tournament. You got me thinking of damn Anthony Davis. I'm trying to hit a 5-iron. 610-632-0975. Back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's time for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie Eganoff is with us.
Yes, Mike. Thank you very much. Over 1,500 votes on this today. Are you confident Jimmy Butler will be back next season? 49% say yes, 51% say no. So split, but majority says no. No buckets.
I don't get it. I really don't.
They're paranoid. I told you.
Over this Instagram thing.
Yes.
I got the shakes, Mike.
Do you know social media actually ruins real relationships too because people read so much into likes?
Isn't that true,
Brian?
That's very, very true.
It's tough out on these streets nowadays, Mike.
The question is, Mike, what do you do if he's not here? Wait, what do you
well,
do if...
Well, we discussed that. We discussed that. See, this is where Alan Brand has to come in and go, okay, guess who else is out there? Because I've got to get somebody who's as impactful.
Who's Who's that?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, wow.
Klay Thompson.
Yep.
All right, now Klay.
I think you would take either one of those guys over Jimmy Butler.
I agree with you. It all depends on what your sales pitch would be. Now, Durant's going to leave there. Klay may stay at Golden State, right? It's Durant rumored to play in New York. Now, again, I don't believe that players will go to a place where they can't win. And I know it's the Garden, and I know it's New York City, but he's going to die in New York.
I'm just wondering, and I always wonder how these little nuggets get pushed out. I mean, is it the agent? And I think sometimes it's the GMs, different team officials. But also, there's times where it's their friends and their family that are pushing these things out. And I have to believe, and because this story about Kevin Durant going to the Garden has been alive for years. So, I mean, he must have expressed at some point that he wants to go play there. He's never expressed that he wants to go play in Philly.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And it's hard for us to get those types of personalities and players into our door. And I just wonder, and here's another question about Brett Brown. Does that thought process go into, you know, I don't want to play for Brett, or I do want to go play for Brett, or it doesn't really matter. I want to go play for the best team. Because you tell me that we throw out a lineup of 6'10 Ben Simmons, 7-foot Kevin Durant, and then Joel Embiid. It's just, I mean, it's just hard to beat that team.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Jimmy Butler's got a small crew. And you see him in the corner of the Wells Fargo Center every now and then. He's got a guy who drives him. Uh-huh. He's got a guy he works out with. It's a very small crew. Now, he doesn't have a wife. He's got no wife.
Nope.
Right? So with no wife, you got a lot of time in your hand. And so you with those two gentlemen, and you go, hey, let's mess with Philly. Let's mess with him today. Let me put out this Instagram thing. See, that's why I think he's got a hijinks to him.
Well, can't he just be saying thank you? Like, thank you?
He could be. That's the two things that are in our favor. A, he's saying thank you. B, he's just hijinking.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just saying thank you because at the end of the day, he won't have the exact same teammates next year, even if he comes back to Philly. Maybe he's just saying thank you. Why can't we just take it as Jimmy's being appreciative? I'm feeling good. I'm flying away to go to wherever the heck he's going. I'm just being appreciative for the love that Philly has shown me. Because I'll tell you this, after that, I don't know what game it was, maybe game 4 in Philly. Is that the game they won? Jimmy had a big game? Whatever.
Three. One of the game three.
Maybe. Yeah, he was game 3. He's walking off the floor and he's pumping up the crowd. He's really into it. He looked like at that point he loved Philadelphia. I hope that carries over into his thought process.
Okay. And until I have to worry about it, then I'll worry about it. All right. Let's go to Ted in Fishtown. Ted, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ted.
Mike, you missed. How are you?
What's going on, Ted?
Hey, I'm sitting on a pile of parenting gold. My daughter got a scholarship to the college she wanted.
Awesome. So, fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congrats. Thank you, brother. Thank you. And as far as Butler, he's an enigma. He goes which way the wind's blowing. I appreciate his talents. I appreciate what he did. But you know what I mean?
He's a different cat. He's not a conventional cat. He's a guy who drives a pickup, likes country music, has no girlfriend. You know, I don't know. He may just have a lot of time on his hands to tweak people.
Exactly. And again, he has nothing's holding him down. He's going to live. If it's 1 year in Philadelphia, 2 years in New York, you know, he's going to do it. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Would I rather have him stay in Philadelphia? Absolutely. But, Jimmy, you know what I mean? Whatever you do, Jimmy, thank you. And I want to move on to Tiger Woods.
Tiger? What's he doing?
Yeah, he's on the cut line.
No, he's getting cut from the PGA? Boy. I'm not going to sleep tonight if that happens. Oh, my God. No,
I'll tell you what. Koepka, man, that guy, he's insane.
Tiger's got a lot on his mind now. He's got a wrongful death suit on his lap.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Tiger.
Yeah.
Over-serving a bartender employee. A guy killed himself in a car crash with a .24 alcohol.
He was 3 times over the limit. Crazy.
That's one of them situations where you're out having a good time and
Well, apparently he was a known drinker, and they overserved him anyway. So then they destroyed the evidence. So Tiger's dealing with some stuff right now.
Oh, I didn't hear about destroying the evidence. Now that's
They destroyed the evidence. They destroyed the tapes. And his girlfriend, current girlfriend, is the general manager of the joint.
Wow.
Now Koepka today has been wearing this stupid Nike hat. Have you seen this hat? It's vertical.
Uh-huh.
The Nike is vertical. Now, I always learned, and I was in like newspaper layout, that vertical words do not catch the eye of people more than horizontal.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's a stupid. Have you seen this hat?
I was looking for it now.
Nike, the end's on the bottom by the bill, and IKE up the hat.
Oh, that's weird.
Yes, it's an ugly hat.
Nike is in the business of selling hats. They've been doing Nike horizontal their entire existence.
Yeah.
Now they want to sell more hats. They go to vertical. This is a marketing decision by Nike.
Well, and I reserve the right to say it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't buy that hat. I'd buy a swoosh hat, but I wouldn't buy that vertical Nike.
Okay.
Right,
I guarantee
I got
you.
I got good hat style. I got good hat game.
I haven't seen you in a hat in a long time.
I got good hat game. I was rocking the USA. I was playing for my country yesterday.
Yeah.
We're rocking the USA hat.
You got kicked right out of the USA with that game yesterday.
Well, I still represent America.
There you go.
All right. The Ethan in Pennsburg. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ethan. Ethan.
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good. I just wanted to talk about the Jimmy Butler thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the post last night, and no part of me thought that he was saying anything about leaving, honestly. I thought it was just a thank you post, because Embiid did the same thing last night. I didn't see any difference.
Yeah, but Embiid's not a free agent.
I know, but I didn't feel like he was saying goodbye. I felt like he was just saying thank you. I mean, the optimist in me wants to think that he's staying.
And my teammates, thank you. Most of the people here, the majority of people here, think it was a goodbye.
I just didn't. I don't know.
But I didn't get it either because I think he's kind of like playful like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think too, and I think, you know, if we do end up getting Kevin Durant somehow, that would be great. But I think Butler just brought like a tenacity and like mentality that like Philly loves, and I think that he would love to come back, honestly.
All right. Well, I hope that you're right, that he would like to come back.
Well, here's another thought. Maybe he's saying that to get the attention of Elton Brand and Josh Harris and the people who are making the decisions whether they're going to offer him or not. Maybe they're trying to get the attention of them. Maybe that's what his goal was. You know, because and let me make sure I'm straight. Do they have to decide who they want to give a max deal to between him and Tobias Harris?
No, they can give them both.
Give them both. Okay, well, yes. So it's a no-brainer. They're going to give him the max deal, so maybe that's not the case. I'm not sure. This is a tough one because who really knows the answer to Jimmy? Who knows that answer?
No, nobody. He's strange.
Nobody's figured that out.
I think he's just messing with people. All right, 610-620-975, the latest on Tiger. He's +3. The cut line is +3. So if he stays at +3, he's through 10 right now. He's +3.
I watched him warm up today. He didn't hit a putt while he was warming up.
No.
And he continued that right on into his game today.
I think Rory's having a terrible tournament.
Yeah.
Where's Rory, Andrew? I think
Rory was like +6, +7, something.
Is
something
he plus
crazy.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, John Daly's +11 with the cart, driving a cart.
Out of there.
All right.
McIlroy's +1 today, +3 overall.
Oh, he's only +3, so he's going to, he'll make it. All right. Mike Misnelli Show, Brian Westbrook Hill, 5 o'clock, 97.5, The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
4:47, Mike Misnelli Show. Our Fanatic deal of the week this week. You can get 2 general admission tickets to opening tap for Philly Beer Week. Friday, May 31st, for just $46. That's two tickets for the price of one to sample special offerings from more than 60 local and national breweries and cideries. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your tickets before they're gone. Supplies are limited. Well, your boy Trey Thomas was in the tournament yesterday. Trey played.
How'd he hit him? Trey tells me he's a great golfer. So
I watched him. I joined those guys for a hole, and Trey takes out this four wood off the tee and mashed it. And I'm thinking to myself, that club speed was so fast. It's like, I can't believe that shaft didn't break.
Yeah, Trey's a big swinger, big hitter. Yeah, absolutely.
He's strong, man. I don't know. You can't get a shaft stiff enough for that dude.
6'7", 300 or so pounds. I mean, it's hard. That type of leverage coming down on the ball? Oh, come on.
Yeah, he hit it pretty hard. Gino and Kennett Square. Gino, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gino.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Gino?
Not a whole lot. So I got a question for you. Or actually, I got two questions. And I don't know the different salaries and who's got what cap room and all that stuff. So maybe you can help me out a little bit. And you mentioned it earlier with Kevin Durant. I feel like if Kevin Durant goes to New York, if that domino falls first, I feel like that almost seals the deal for Jimmy to leave. Because if I'm Jimmy at that point and Durant goes to New York, I'm either going to go to New York with Durant or I'm going to go to Golden State where that void is. And I don't know if you think something like that would happen if Durant would leave and go to New York and create that possibility.
You know, I don't know if Golden State, they're in luxury tax city, I think. So I don't know if that would, if they can afford to spend for Jimmy Butler. It's reasonable to think. But here's the other thing. The Knicks are also after Kyrie. So they can't have three of them.
Maybe one of them takes a cut. I just don't know whose boys.
No, none of those dudes are taking cuts. Right? They're all max guys. They can't afford three max guys. They can afford two.
Okay, all right, so that takes the first part. And then my second question for you is that if Jimmy does leave, do you immediately trade Ben Simmons away? And the reason I say that is that if Jimmy Butler leaves, that's offense that you got to fill up right away. And I have zero faith in Ben Simmons actually being able to be an offense.
Who are you getting for Ben Simmons? It's got to be substantial, so who are you getting for him?
There
are two questions. Number one, who you get for? Number two, what makes you think that team wants to take Ben Simmons and give you their good players?
Well, I don't know if you're going to get like an elite one player, but I might just go after finding a point guard.
No, if you're not getting an elite player, you're giving away a guy who could be a star. You can't do that.
No. I'm saying give up Ben for maybe two players to kind of step in.
It's not going to fill the void. It's not going to make a winning team. Two players that are lesser than Ben.
I don't know. I think Ben just makes you. Let me put it this way. I feel like if Jimmy were to leave and you have Ben on your team.
You're denying the good of Ben, which is a mistake that a lot of people make. Tino in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tino.
Mike, what's going
on? What's up, Tino? What's going on?
Hey, first off, I've been trying to call for 3 days. Nothing would make me more happy than to get a happy birthday from all you guys.
Well, happy birthday to you, Tino. How old are you now?
Happy birthday.
31 in the United States.
God bless you, Tino.
Actually, I'm 32. I'm sorry.
All right. You forgot you were 32?
He said in the United States. What does that mean?
Well, it means he's saying that he's a foreigner. He comes here, the birth certificates are doctored.
That's what he says.
Danny Almonte factor for the Little
that's
League.
Exactly right.
Exactly. I caught you, Tino.
Yeah, I'm Dominican, so yeah, we're gonna keep that.
There you go. I hear you.
So I got a quick point. I got one question for you, then I got a kind of a rant, and I'm gonna hear what you have to say. My first question is, what's going on with the Phillies? They came in with so much electricity, Bryce is hitting, and the ticket sales are going, and then it's like, where's the juice at? I don't know.
Well, it's early yet, and they're not hitting like we suspected. Bryce Harper will hit. I don't have any problem with that. They're not as good as Milwaukee. They're probably not as good as the Cubs. They're good enough to win their division, though.
Sure, sure. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about, I was going to call the other day, but I couldn't get through. I might be in the minority on this, but I think Brett has to go and I think Ben has to go. First off, how many times in history have we seen a coach not grasp the team and then they let the guy go and then the other coach wins the championship? You've seen it with Miami. You've seen it with the Bulls. You've seen it with Golden State. sometimes a coach just can't get a team to that championship level, and I don't think Brett can. Just because you got Popovich calling for 10 years.
But he's coming back, so like, why are you wasting your thought on Brett?
Well, just because
you got rid of Brett. You're not getting rid of Brett. He's back.
Just because you got Popovich coffee for 10 years doesn't make you a good coach.
Yeah,
okay?
But they've already decided he's back, so why are you worrying about it? Like, it's a non-factor.
Because I don't think he's going to get a sit in there.
Well, you might think that, but he's back. So, like, that ship sailed already. They had a chance to make a change. They didn't make the change. So, why are you torturing yourself? Corey in Roxborough, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Corey.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Corey?
Listen, I got a couple questions. Mm-hmm. If we don't keep Butler, what you think about trying to do everything to get DeMar DeRozan? And it's like, and if we do keep Ben, then we got to surround.
Well, how are you going to get DeMar DeRozan? You have to trade for him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
what are you going to trade for DeMar DeRozan? What are you going to give your crap for? First of all, they don't have a lot of tradable players. They only have 4 players under contract for next year.
Yeah, but won't we have the money though?
Listen to me. You got to trade for him. Who are you going to trade? You only have 4 players under contract.
Right.
So you can't. There's nobody to trade.
Then we have to use the money, man, to get our best together.
Well, they're going to do that, but like you asked me about DeMar DeRozan.
Right.
Yeah, you can't get him.
Hey, no, wait. What about Lou Williams? What about Patrick Beverly?
Well, again, you're going to have to trade for these guys. You're not listening to me. You got 4 guys on your roster right now that are under contract. So who would you trade? You don't have any rights to trade people.
Is Terry Rozier, is he a free agent this year?
No, but he said he wants to leave. He's a restricted free agent. So Boston can match. And he said he wants to leave if Kyrie will be gone, then he'll give him the ball. So that problem will solve itself. He'll
probably start if Kyrie's not there.
Uh-oh, Tiger Woods, +4. +4. Uh-oh, what happened here? Siri? What is Siri? My Siri clicked on.
Uh-oh.
That's weird. I heard that.
That is weird.
What did she say?
I don't know. Come on, Siri. Stay away from me. Siri's telling me that Brian Westbrook has to go. That's what it is. We're at the end of the hour already, Brian.
Oh, man, it goes so fast.
It does. Great spending the Friday with you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk next week.
There he is, Brian Westbrook, checking in on the Mike Masnelli Show every Friday, as he does. So he's brought to us by Landis Block. Get your jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. All right, we're coming back. The notorious 5 o'clock hour is ahead right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and ABC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.